There is a quiet coup underway within the RSA as Anzac Day approaches. The organisation that is supposed to support returned service people is in crisis as it tries to modernise. About 24 clubs in Auckland and around the country are looking at quitting the national body. The Napier branch has already voted to break ranks, citing a year of disharmony. Joining us now is RSA Chair Martin Dunn. Kia ora, Martin. Why are so many clubs reconsidering their future with the national body?
Oh, hi, Lisa. Well, I don't know whether there's, I wouldn't characterise Auckland as all being in that state. I mean, they do have, there is some disharmony, no question about that, about paying the capitation fee. But I'm forever hopeful that we can work through that. As for Napier, well, even though you've said they have, we've not seen anything formally which would actually take them out of the RNZ RSA. We hope they don't. They have voted for it, but we have yet to be confirmed. I don't know why it's taken so long. But in Auckland, no, I am confident that that we can work through with them. But the point that you opened this up on is really the main one. That is to actually modern veterans, or contemporary veterans, I should say, don't use a lot of the facilities. We need to reach out as an organisation that we've done over many years and should continue to do.
Okay, let's go through that because there's a lot. To start off with, the disharmony about the fees. What are they paying you to be part of the national body?
Well, it varies on the size. And, of course, a lot of the clubs
give me a scope then, Martin, from what to what generally.
Well, it's in the hundreds of thousands. And we would probably collect by way of capitation somewhere below $500,000. Currently, with some of the clubs in Auckland that are not paying it for non-veterans, that figure drops off. And if that went right across the country, we would have to look from an RNZA, from a Royal New Zealand RSA national headquarters, we would have to look at alternate funding, of which we do have some. But as I said, I hope it doesn't get to that, and I hope we can work through it.
So what are veterans actually getting from you for, the money that goes into the national RSA? What are veterans actually getting in terms of service and support?
Okay, so what we now have, we have about 250 volunteers who are district support managers. We reach out to them, they reach out to us. What we're trying to do, actually, if I finish the point about these clubs, we want the clubs to reorientate their focus so that they will actually, their first priority is towards veterans. Many of them are very successful commercial enterprises, and some of them actually have let that looking after veterans become, less important than we feel it should be. There are some highly successful ones. I mean, some great places where there's community involvement, et cetera, et cetera. We want them to actually refocus totally on the veterans. So we have...
Martin, can you just pause there for a second because I want some clarification around this. When you're saying they're successful but they're not serving the veterans, do you mean they've just turned into, pubs?
They're certainly commercial hospitality enterprises. And if I know what's going to happen on Thursday, my inbox last year was just inundated after a couple of articles by contemporary younger veterans, and not necessarily all younger veterans, who say, I didn't feel welcome. I didn't really get what I wanted out of it. And so we've actually, as part of the, and it's been forced on us too, I might add, that the changes in the Incorporated Societies Act have dictated that we do need to change constitutions, and here's an opportunity for everybody to sit around and say, okay, so what does we look like? We're not going to foist it on them. We want them to actually take part in it, to believe in what they do, and as I've already said a couple of times, to make sure that they're focused on veterans and support to them.
So, Martin, you have gotten hot water before for saying that some of these regional clubs are becoming booze halls. But from what you have said just now, you're standing by that. You're just using some other words to describe the same situation.
We want. I didn't actually initiate that, but I agree that what we need to do is to reorientate ourselves, keep your successful hospitality ventures going, but make sure that you can establish something like a veteran support centre. Look at Auckland. Many clubs in Auckland have founded, and what's gone with it is their equity as they've closed their doors or they've amalgamated with others. We want people to sit down and say, are we heading in the right direction? We've been at it for 106 years. Let's now see whether in 2024 we can actually reorientate ourselves towards the purpose that the organisation was set up
for. So what is being done for veterans of relatively recent military operations? What is in the RSA for them?
Well, as I said, I started to say, we have a large number of volunteers who support. We just recently held a session up in Auckland where we had 116. And we haven't got time to go across the differences probably in veterans, but Scheme 1 veterans are those before 1974. And the game changed after that for the Scheme 2 veterans who don't have the same level of entitlement. So a lot of people are in difficulty. Recently, my former colleague, chief executive in the public sector, agreed to a trial with MSD. And we initiated a veteran employment scheme. It's been highly successful. It won't carry on. It'll be part of the, obviously the savings, and it was only a trial until the end of June. But we demonstrated there that we can get these contemporary veterans, of which since 1990 there are 62,000
So your
of them.
successful veterans employment scheme is being
Yep.
canned. The thing that
Yes.
you are doing that is working for veterans, we can call them modern veterans, is being canned for cost cutting measures by the government.
Well, no, in fairness to MSD, it was always a trial. So what we don't will not have after June is their support. But we have made a decision at the board just recently that we will carry it on for a limited period of time, and we will fund it out of our accumulated funds to actually see if we can get it off the ground. There is a huge demand, actually, from employers for
Right.
people who have been veterans.
Martin, if you are doing so well helping recent military veterans, why are there so many breakaway groups setting up offering services to veterans if you're providing what they need?
Well, because most of those who are affiliates of the Royal New Zealand RSA, and we have a lot of contact with them, have different offerings. Some of them, provide resilience centres. Some of them are hunting, and we have, I think it's about 32 affiliates that are part of the RNZ RSA. We just do not have the capacity to meet all the different demands that people have. And of course, the Veterans Act, Support Act 2014, is in drastic need of an overhaul. And the minister has been, the previous minister and the current minister, are well focused on the things that need to change, and
Martin, we're
structure the
almost
budget.
out of time, so I'm sorry for interrupting, but I do just want to get this question in. As people are giving donations leading up to Anzac Day, can you give
Yes.
them an assurance that this money is going to actually support veterans and not prop up commercial drinking establishments?
Absolutely. The money that's collected from poppies that's going on at the moment, whether it's Texter Poppy or whether it's people on the street, goes into the National Poppy Trust. And that the National Poppy Trust has a separate board that doles out the money for requests, and people, when they ask for it, that's where it goes. That's where it's delivered from.
Appreciate your time, Martin. That is Martin Dunn, who is the chair of the RSA.